Now, does this system or process work with things that don't have like kind of clear results or financial kind of metrics? Like you go, I want people to listen better, or things that are more soft skills. Can you build process around things that aren't kind of as crystal clear in terms of defining what a win looks like?
Sure. And honestly, Lee, in that case, I think it's even more critically important. You know, you mentioned listening. So if you came to me and said, hey, Wendy, I want you to create a training module because I need my employees to be better listeners, the first thing I would ask you is, what prompts you to ask for something like this? Because underlying every training request, there's some kind of problem that someone wants to solve. Interestingly, though, often the details of that problem aren't expressed. So maybe what it is this particular supervisor, maybe it's you, thinks my employees aren't listening because they're making a lot of mistakes, and those mistakes are costing us money because we're having to do a lot of rework. Okay, so now we're getting somewhere. Now we know the issue is instructions either aren't being absorbed or aren't being followed. Okay, fine. So now what we get to is, well, what is causing that disconnect to happen? Maybe you need to interview a couple of people, find out what's really happening that's causing this disconnect where people aren't getting or aren't following the instructions. Okay, now we're getting to something that I can document. So is it that they have the instructions, but they aren't following them? Or is it that the instructions are confusing or maybe don't even exist at all? Okay, now I'm getting to something tangible that I can figure out what to do. Then that's going to lead me to, so what is that behavior that people need to be performing on the job to fix the problem? Maybe it's that they need to follow the instructions, and maybe they need to be in the form of a checklist. Maybe someone needs to work with them then and see that they're checking the boxes and actually following the steps. So, you know, these are ways then that you can bring this to life and make it something observable and measurable, even if it isn't necessarily something specifically tied to money or financials.
But an important component is some sort of a dashboard or some scorecard to keep track of things.
A scorecard is a great way to do it because, you know what, we all understand that when you go to a sporting event, you know the score. Mm-hmm. If you bring that concept into the workplace, it can be incredibly effective for all the same reasons, because we can all see what's going on.
And there is clarity. There isn't that ambiguous, well, I thought I did a great job. Everybody, mm-hmm. you know, said they smiled when I, you know, they laughed at all my jokes. So it had to be good.